Now, libraries can be great places for kids and adults to find a book or movie to enjoy, but they offer classes, too. And in Madison, some of the libraries are offering what might seem like a surprising hands-on learning opportunity, cooking classes for kids. Lily Kilfoy, also known as the Kids Chef, is a cooking instructor and freelance chef from Madison. She holds a degree in culinary arts from Madison College and has a background in early childhood education. Lily, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, some people might think, let's wait to start teaching people to cook till they're closer to being out and on their own and cooking for themselves. Why start earlier?
Oh, there's so many benefits to cooking at a young age. The sooner you get your hands on healthy foods, sooner you get exposed to healthy ingredients, the better off you'll be at making those choices later in life.
And it seems like a natural for you. You've got a background, I understand, in early childhood education and, of course, in cooking. How did you come up with the idea of taking this to the libraries to teach kids?
Well, when I went to culinary school about 10 years ago, I knew right away that I didn't want to be a restaurant chef. There was a simulated fine dining in the second year of school restaurant, and it just wasn't for me. And I did have a background in early childhood education, so I thought to myself, how can I get out of the restaurant kitchen and work with kids? So I came up with the concept of kids cooking classes, and it kind of took off from there. Nobody else in Madison was really doing it at the time, so I decided to give it a shot.
And libraries. We don't think of libraries as a place of food.
Yeah, well, you know, it really isn't, but now it is in Madison. So hopefully it will spread to all over the country.
And talk about what it's like then. You're in the library's kitchen or whatever you've set up as a temporary kitchen spot. How do kids respond when you start teaching them?
Kids respond wonderfully. You know, they really want to get their hands in the mix. They really want to chop stuff up. They want to saute vegetables. They want to know how to prepare different dishes. They seem to really, really love it.
And I think some people, and I'll put myself in this, so when I worked with my kids on cooking, the safety issue, and we're, oh, there are knives, there's hot stuff. How do we do this in a safe way and also so we don't freak out the parents, the grown-ups?
Right. Well, I've had to learn by trial and error and trial and success, as you can imagine. I try to work with safe tools for kids, plastic knives, really kind of limit their interaction with the heat source that we have unless they're older kids. And I definitely tailor my recipes so that they're age appropriate for the group that I'm working with. I have preschool projects where the kids are making little food faces out of different vegetables. And then, you know, as kids age and progress, they can start to work with knives and heat and kind of more advanced cooking techniques.
Talking to Lily Kilfoy, also known as the Kids Chef, about her experiences teaching kids food literacy, nutrition, and cooking. Lily, talk about some of the benefits when it comes to long-term health that you're hoping kids get out of this.
Right. Well, we're really hoping that kids in the community get exposed to ingredients that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to. We have kids that have never seen avocado, never seen tofu, never seen fresh fruits and vegetables, and we really want them to get their hands on these things at a young age so that they can choose to use these ingredients and choose a healthier way to eat, and by that, they'll have a healthier lifestyle all around.
What are some of the reactions that kids get to the foods that they've helped prepare and maybe they've never encountered before? Are they tough judges on these foods?
You know, I always ask them what they think of the foods. We reflect on the recipes afterwards. Often we'll vote on whether the recipe was a success by playing a game that I call Yum or Yuck. And the kids, they usually say yum. They're usually pretty responsive to eating the things that they created. I think if a kid has the opportunity to make something, they're going to be much more likely to try it, much more likely to respond to it positively, and they have pride in it.
You've worked with adults and teens and kids, and sometimes with learning stuff, you think, okay, it's going to be easier to work with the adults. I've been in some situations where it's not. Is it easier? Are kids more like sponges? They want to learn this stuff fast?
Kids are easier to work with because they're more forgiving and they're more flexible. Adults want concrete answers. They expect things to have concrete results. And kids really understand that there's an ebb and flow in life and that if you make mistakes in the kitchen, you can learn from those mistakes. And they're really, really responsive to that. So I do prefer working with kids, honestly.
Yeah, I could see myself like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to screw this up. And a kid, forget
exactly.
about it. Exactly. That's great.
They have no preconceived notions of how it's supposed to turn out.
Now, you've done this also, I understand, in some libraries that don't have any kitchen facilities at all. How do you come up with cooking classes with no gear?
Yeah, you're right. It can be difficult. You know, for a couple of years, I just did cold recipes where we would do things like wraps and lemonades, fruit salads. And I started to get a little bit bored with that. And I realized that the kids needed to be challenged a little bit more. I started to bring in electric griddles, blenders, juicers, hot plates. I even have a transportable oven that I've brought to the library before. I've blown multiple fuses. We've kind of had to figure out our maximum capacity for my appliances that I like to bring in. But, you know, I come up with the recipe, and I think that just through doing it throughout the years, you know, I just kind of know what will work and what won't work at this time. And things seem to really work for us. We've made little pizzas. We've made tortillas. We've made sushi. We've done so many different cooking projects.
Do you have advice for a parent who might be thinking, yeah, I'd love my kid to be able to cook, but I'm not that great a cook myself. I don't know where to start for me, much less them.
Come to one of my cooking classes. You can find me at Madison Public Libraries, Willie Street Co-op. And, you know, just get in the kitchen and be open to making mistakes. We learn from mistakes. We learn from practice. I tell kids, how do you get good at basketball? How do you get good at soccer? You get out there on the field and you practice and you practice. The same thing goes for cooking. You get yourself in the kitchen.
And I love what you were saying about the different things you tried with the kids. I think sometimes I think of cooking means all the burners are going and the oven's on and you're stirring over here. You have to have all the things going. It might be as simple as, hey, what's a nice wrap? You can start small and work up from there.
Absolutely. You know, with the preschool story time group that I do at Meadow Ridge Library, the food faces that I was talking about, we take hummus and we smear it on bread. And then I have, you know, different chopped up carrots and mushrooms and cherry tomatoes and peas for eyes and radishes. And so I've already chopped these things up. And really, the kids are picking out what they want to put on the face is the facial features, and they're eating these vegetables after they make the little face, and that's the first introduction to cooking. You can't start with the fire and knives. You have to start somewhere, and that's just the exposure to the vegetables.
Lily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Lily Kilfoy, also known as the Kids Chef. She's a cooking instructor and freelance chef from Madison. She holds a degree in culinary arts from Madison College and has a background in early childhood education. We talked to her about her cooking classes for young people that she holds in libraries.